cliffcentral.com. Well, you got the yams. What's the yams? The yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Ooh. Oh, are we in the radio? Are we in the radio? It is Friday, the 7th of December. It's the Guest Comedy Podcast. My name is Dave Levinson. With me is Eric Janssen.
Yes, I am here too. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Main thing is, I want to thank from me, bottom of my heart, for taking over for 2 weeks.
You are welcome.
People
David
were happy, Levinson. The five listeners.
Yeah, they were happy. Cool. They were like, yo, this is nice. I get to hear Eric's voice for a change.
No, they didn't say that.
They did.
I know. But thank you. I want to thank you. So a round of applause. Can we just thank Eric held the fort. He steadied the ship, sailed into the harbour, and then had it painted and lowered and chipped and put mags on the ship, and that's back in the sea.
So racist, but acceptable.
No, man, it's a racist. People fix cars.
Stereotype, I mean.
People fix cars.
Yeah, but we don't put rims on boats.
Just don't we? Just, oh, you got that plan.
We just tint the window.
Yeah. Tell me about the song. Tell me about the song. Window. Apparently, I said King Kunta.
It's King Kunta.
Come on, everyone can make that mistake.
Nobody can make that mistake.
Even his mom. Some she says, "Mom, please don't call me that."
No, his name is Kendrick Lamar. Actually, the name of the song is King Kunta.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I see. Learning things we learn. Man, I'm playing golf today. Why are you in a cricket shirt? Everybody wanna cut the
legs off. This is weird. We have guests and we are
talking
like
we are
alone.
You know what I like? You guys, we have guests. Please say hello to Demiso Lindy.
What's going on? Demiso Lindy, happy new year.
Take the mic there. That's only Brandon. He's just from Liverpool. He's got a... How are you, Demiso Lindy?
Awesome, homie. Awesome.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
I'm the only one who actually says your name right.
Yeah.
You remember when we went to that thing at the... How did Eddie Exton introduce
early
you?
Early days of, I was doing an open mic, 2009, was it 6 or 7?
Yeah, and Eddie Exton said, please welcome Hindemar Chalabradley! And then he just fucked up.
For 3 days.
That's
every
funny.
Day I had a new name, every night. Welcome to the 21 Tip Top!
And then he just carried on. Then he told his joke, and then he's like, come on everyone, let's sing. And then he sang a song. It's a comedy night. And he sang a song, and everyone is sitting there, okay, let's sing a song.
That sounds
That's probably why the Barnyard Theatre is closed now. Yeah.
You didn't pronounce my name properly. That sounds like, what's his name? When he was in that place, Scandinavian country, when they were introducing him on stage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, it's got a gag like that.
Zukirto Zukiki. Yeah, it's a blazing name from Kahizaladija. So, who else do we have in studio,
no,
Dave?
First, let's tell people why Demiso is here. She's got back
from Switzerland.
Where were you?
Montreal.
Monsieur. You pronounce the X.
Monsieur. Bonjour, monsieur.
Were you hitting the words?
Eh?
Were you hitting the French thing?
I was trying, but our sound guy was Genevieve. Genevieve.
That was a man.
Genevieve. So I kept messing it up. Yeah, hey, Genevieve. It felt good messing a white man's name.
It felt good. Revenge.
Yeah.
Revenge on Eddie XD. He's actually coming in as well. We might as well have every comedian here. And a singer.
No. It's not John Eve, it's Genevieve. He was really getting angry with me.
Now, just tell people how you ended up on the podcast.
Oh, so last night, I was bored at home. I was supposed to be in East London, actually.
Okay. And then, what happened to that? We'll talk about that later.
All right.
So last night, we went to a comedy club, which is basically a basement.
Yeah, basement. And get there, and these guys are performing there. Dave and Eric and some other guys. And then I just went to these guys. I'm like, yo, how come you guys never invite me to your show?
And
they said, Demiso, just pitch up.
And what did you do this morning?
That's what happened.
Happened.
So that is the guest coming podcast. That's a message to all comedians. If you want to come and be on here, talk about yourself, talk about your shows. We talk about life as well, because that's something interesting. You went away for how long to Montreux?
Three nights.
Yeah. Okay. Now it was an international festival of, what did they call them? Homegrowns, or what was it, the name of the festival?
Oh, the name of the festival is Montreal Comedy Festival.
But your special show?
It was the English show.
So all your guys were English, those 18 comedians that I saw there.
Yeah,
picture of the mics on the floor? You each get your own mic.
You get your own mic, son! That's how awesome
you just shed yourself now when you shout to the mic.
Get your own mic.
Even if you're not
funny. Why do they do that though?
I don't know.
Can't they just give the mic like we do?
I think
I don't know.
You know what, how nice it is, because after Martin Davis uses a mic.
Yeah, no one wants to use a mic.
You can't even blame it on witchcraft. You were not fun. Yeah. This was the only mic.
So I just spoke to him on the mic and I'm going.
Yeah.
So you're married, hey?
Yeah, married.
Kids and things?
No kids yet.
Okay, does your wife miss you when you go away? Does she like the break?
What's that again?
When you go away to Geneva and these things, does she say, fuck off, go, just leave me alone?
Oh, no, she wants to come along.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's an interesting thing. This like time the traveling won. Of the comedians.
Yeah, this time she won't. So I was like, yo, come along, let's do this.
Okay.
I go to London and then
London. You went to London as well? You went with Eddie Cazar? Didn't you go with him?
Yeah, I did.
How was that?
Do you want to talk about that now?
Yeah, well listen, last night was the most deathly comedy gig I've done in about 10 years.
Yo, we died.
We're going to talk about that tonight.
Yo, we died.
Every single comedian
died.
I'll
tell you about
the host died.
Yeah.
Even the guy at the door taking the tickets died.
He died. But that's because we killed him. We're like, fuck you.
I think I broke their bicycles. I drove it into the table.
Their bicycles. So wait, they didn't get home last night because of you, Dave. Sis.
I went to London. It was cool.
What was that for?
That was Eddie's Cape Town.
So he takes the Cape Town Comedy Festival. To London.
Yeah, and then I went there and
that's lit.
And that's I watched
we don't say lit or bay on this fucking show.
I watched my
that's blazing.
It's blazing.
Sorry.
Anyway, it was in London. I watched my material close the show.
You watched your material close the show.
Someone else did your material.
Yeah.
Who did it?
Who did it?
Yo, we name mentioned.
No.
Let me give you the names of the people who were there.
Okay, we can decide.
Yeah, we'll do it with background music. Wait, okay, we've got some name and shame music.
Name and shame. Play the name and shame music.
And now, comedians who take other people's comedy and then close with that comedy while the other comedian's backstage. Okay.
It's not warm when she's away.
It's not so. When I was there, I was with Doomy, KG, and Siv.
I know who it was. Okay. Next guest.
It was definitely
Doomy. What I said once when we do the show is I wanted a fan's opinion on just general comedy. Because what happens is, if like me and you will say something about ex-comedians, and it becomes like we've got bad beef or something. We don't really. We just want to work, get paid, and go home.
Yeah.
And if your material's been done by someone else while you're standing backstage,
that's like you kind of go, hang on a minute.
It's not what I do. So that's, but we moan, it sounds like we get sour grapes. So what I like is to have just a general fan. So I picked this up off the street.
He owns his own advertising agency and
graphic
an
design.
Person to make you guys sound funny.
That's right. Yes. And what are you? Are
nice.
You the foil?
Nice.
Yes.
But Brandon Mackay, please say hello to everyone.
Good morning, everyone. I'm the only non-comedian in the room.
No, that's fine. Listen, you could have done a set last night.
Yeah, you would.
And also, when I got in this morning, there was a guy with nunchucks around his neck and a massive guy. I thought we were having MMA fights.
Massive? Actually, Paul used to be bigger.
Yeah. That's so that was scary.
Paul crashed his motorbike.
You got you and you're like,
van.
I'm definitely not at the right place.
Yeah, no, this was supposed to be comedy.
This is not Love Central.
Yeah.
This is MMA Central and people are
Brandon, so far, have you listened to the podcast?
I've listened to the podcast.
Have you? At
work? Yes,
do other people at your office enjoy it? Or do you
listen
to the earphones?
Earphones? Because... Yes. We never know what's going to come out of Dave's mouth.
What's been
Dave
your favorite episode?
Well, you know, I'm Tanya Fiss's biggest fan. I run the Tanya Fiss's fan club.
Okay.
Yes, well, it's really just me sitting on my couch.
Remember we had Tanya Fiss's?
Yeah, on my wall.
What does she do again? What does she do?
She makes beautiful gardens, Dave.
Okay.
Majestic.
And we phoned her. She didn't believe that it was... She thought it was just a prank call. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the episode with Lloyd.
Have you been overseas? Has anyone stolen any of your stuff? You in advertising, don't people steal ideas all the time?
Yeah.
Why are there so many ads at the moment with like singing?
And
there's an ad for singing. There's an ad for
the hashtags. Hashtags with weird things in them. Like, what the fuck? So they cool air day.
There's a guy singing stuff on Showmax, and there's another guy singing on the K-Way ad. They end up with a ginger kid getting a present. That doesn't happen.
That's not in the spirit of Christmas.
What would you do?
That is not in the spirit of Christmas. Ginger kids. Getting presents.
Demisa, to give it back to Demisa. Demisa, what have you got planned for the holidays? Because this is our like one of
Wait,
our last shows
with
for
the singing. You know what I've noticed?
Oh yeah, you like to
singing.
Sing.
Yeah, you.
The singing ads is it's not just black people now. They've got everybody singing, even white people.
Hey.
Everybody.
They used to sing to us for everything. You're selling sugar. You put so much effort. You're selling sugar. Shoo-be-doo.
Now white people are doing like, get your shares from the JS.
Yeah, now they're doing life insurance ads with songs.
Everybody's singing now. Oh, the insurance ads.
Funny.
Okay, so have you got plans for Christmas? I don't.
Yo, man,
Christmas. And this is not in like a. This is in the spirit of African culture. Do you do like? Do you go home and slaughter
a
cow?
That's the way, man.
Really?
25. I'm 24. 25. I need to be at home.
You have to be.
Everybody
so the trek is home. Everyone goes home.
Cape,
what do you have to just? This is what do you take with you? Do you have the list from all the friends? Bring. I want this. I want.
No,
this,
no. Rather, I have pigeon. A list for my nephews and my nieces. This is what I want. This is. I'm an uncle, so.
Ah, yo.
You know.
So, uncle, yeah, do they call? What's your name?
Bundura.
That's it.
Bundura.
What does it mean?
So
successful
I'm a man.
One.
So Puti.
Puti.
Yeah. Bundura. But they grew up saying Bundura.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since they
because last night we got some.
That's so nice.
I got a lot of African advice from Loiso Mandinga.
Yeah.
Like a lot of his comedy is very educational because he says here's the word in Xhosa, this is what we do, this is why it's that, and then he speaks about. So it was fun. People were fascinated, and I think that's what we needed last night.
Yeah.
To be fascinated because no one was laughing.
Yo, that audience,
was, they
were
comedy
good
club.
Listeners.
I came
the
to jump on,
yo, they listened,
but I was
well.
Like, ah, no.
That was to me like that, everything in that gig was incorrect. It's in a hotel. There's no signage that says where to go.
But here's
it
the thing. So what they did was what they said. The plan about this gig is they don't want the foreigners that are staying at the hotel to leave the hotel. So this section of the hotel is called Queenie's Shabin.
Oh, no.
It's not a real Shabin.
It's
part of the parking lot. And at no Shabin are you paying 90 rand for ham, cheese and tomatoes.
No way. Also, can I have a beer? Oh, it was 45 rand for a normal beer.
My
gosh. So I just said to the host, you buy me a Coke.
Yeah, please. A lot of things and then we'll be happy. No, but guys, I mean, for real, it's called Queenie Shabin and that looks nothing like a Shabin because the speakers are suspended. You know, it's got a proper rig and everything. But
no, it's not
like,
a Shabin. What is a Shabin? Everyone has their shock speakers and
my
plays
guy,
different songs.
We are drinking quartz. They didn't sell quartz. That's why I was like, you guys are lying to me.
So no, there was stuff wrong with it, but I'm glad you pulled out because you would have... It's nothing. It doesn't
died.
I love my career and I'll always go on stage for 5 minutes. If I'm at a gig and someone says, do you want to come on at the box? I'll always go on and I'll think of a nice 5 minutes to do. Tight fire. But then you pulled out of there because it would have actually made you angry as a comedian.
Exactly.
I left there feeling very disappointed with. I had a good week. Had nice gigs.
You know.
Lucky
you
gigs,
know.
Man.
Yeah.
And, last
and
night
it was
put
worse
me in a
for me.
Mood.
All from Switzerland to that.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing.
Just erased everything I just
did. You dropped down to earth, like, by the way. Who went to Switzerland with you?
Jason and Nick.
Goliath. You got to say their surnames. I don't care if they're that famous. Could it be Jason Smith and Nick?
You walk there. You walk everywhere there. You don't drive.
Nice. Jason walked.
Yeah, so he lost a lot of weight.
No, but listen.
There's stairs and stuff.
So
that dude.
Rude.
But you saw him kick my ass in that racing thing, with the celebrity racing, car racing thing.
Yeah.
Dude, we ran
a
50-meter, 100-meter running. He beat me.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I'm old. I pulled a hamstring as he said, go.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. And then let's move on to the right. So please hand over something there.
No. There's the mic.
No, I'll call you Fred for now. But Couch Ninja is what you are on stage.
Yeah, that's right.
And how did you, first of all, how did you come up with a name like that?
Well, it's connected to my band, the Couch Ninjas.
And you then would be the Couch Ninja.
The main
correct.
Couch
So when they go and do interviews, are they also Couch Ninjas?
No, then they're just them.
By their names.
They themselves.
What's the band do? Are you
the
guys,
band.
Are you famous?
No, not yet. But
can I find your song of yours on the Tuberizer?
You could, yeah.
Well, I'm going to then.
Search for the where are you looking? You can find
computer.
On SoundCloud, you can find...
I've forgotten my login details.
You can go to the couchninjas.com.
I'm going.
Do the
heading
thing, Dave.
It says I typed in and the couch and it typed in Guptas, which
couch
would be a
Guptas.
Fucking cool name.
The couch Guptas.
Because people, you pay people to come watch you then, if you're a couch Gupta.
Well, yeah, I guess.
So then what made
would
you
I have money, though? Would I have money to
if
pay
you're
people?
A couch Gupta?
Yeah.
Well, they are. They got money. They own everything.
I'll
I can't believe
it.
A news story starts now with they've just done something and then start. The Guptas are now done something else. Like, who are these people? Why do they just... If they come to you, do you just go, yes, yeah, I'll take my company. I'll find
I'll find another one. I mean, I found this one. No, you guys took it. So I'm going
right,
to...
So now, where do you... Couch Ninja.
That's the one,
Couch Ninjas, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just searching. We found something Google doesn't know.
You're lying, man. There's a result.
And the image is quite nice. The Couch Ninjas on Facebook. Couch Ninjas, behind the couch shop. Is that you?
No.
Couch Ninjas, David.
Couch Ninjas band.
Hey,
that's it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know, I mean,
comedy. When did you start?
Like 2013, probably.
In Joburg.
Yeah.
So were you still? Was underground still happening?
My man, I'm.
I was after Underground.
Okay, yeah. So where were you doing after stuff in? Trying to just get gigs everywhere.
Well, yeah, I started in a hotel. I started in the bars working at Tokyo Star and Greenside.
Yeah.
So that I like I did because I was a waiter there. So they're like, "Do you want to perform?"
That's nice.
So, yeah, yeah. So that was cool. Yeah,
I wish Spur did that while I was there.
I know, right?
That'd be crazy.
They do. When that's in that song.
Thank you. You all get free ice cream.
Can you do the birthday song?
Can you do a set during the song? Can you stop the song and then say, "Can I do
tell
5
5 minutes?"
And then carry on with the
two
song.
Verses, yeah, just 5 minutes. Yeah. No. We didn't. We weren't allowed to do that. Yeah. So you're saying?
So
it's so nice that Eric's doing my job, which is to butt in. Let the man speak, Eric.
Sorry, but he asked and then I answered
his
question.
And then I started doing proper gigs.
So the pub, you were barman.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would
I was
say,
a waiter, actually.
And they would say, do you want to do some comedy for the people?
Yeah, yeah.
And you did it.
I did, yeah.
You're like fearless. Because that was last night. It was basically like five waiters were on stage.
Yeah, basically. Oh,
shit, that's nice.
Basically. The
well,
five
actually, it was
kind of
cool because I was just starting in comedy. So it was a little bit... I don't think my personality is suited for comedy as such. So,
what are you doing at the comedy podcast?
I mean, everybody is suited for comedy, yeah?
But hang on, you walk around with nunchucks, which is possibly... Yeah. Is it if you walked around with nunchucks in... You're from East London?
Yeah.
So where are you from?
Yeah, that side.
Okay. How far? Give me a nice
King,
African
King
name. No, that's too colonial.
Azwalija.
I want you there, that one.
Yeah.
I want you there.
King Williamstown.
That is.
I want you to be from where you're from. Yeah, say it again.
Well, King in Xhosa is Ekon.
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 Ekon. That's no in Zulu.
It's not going to get better.
I'm not pulling a Jeune Vivre.
So every time I say Ekon, people are like, why is he saying King? No, you can't come in. So now, okay, so you were from, where's the place?
Ekona.
So it's King. Ekona William.
The township called Zwelicha.
Where's Zwelicha?
Yeah.
Which is village? There's village people.
No.
Because that's what you call yourself. If you are from there, don't you often say, where are you? We are the Zwelicha people. I am the Indian and this is the cop.
To the 7 people that are listening, don't take offense.
No, we do. I'm trying to just get some sort of offense. At least I'm not putting you in a coffin. You know what I mean?
No, you know.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Okay.
I have a limit.
I apologize. Yeah. In advance.
I'm like a pellet guy. I make everything out of pellets, but I have a limit.
That's funny. We need a bookshelf made out of pellets.
Who made this out of pellets? Like, stop it now. There were reasons why design exists.
Like, the whole of Pinterest is just pellets.
Yeah, I mean,
but there's no curves on pellets.
No pellet.
They can't put things on the top shelf at Checkers because everything is made out of pellets.
My garden is made out of pellets.
Yo.
Hey, listen, I made a deck out of pellets. I don't stand on it, though.
Yeah,
beautiful to look at. Don't be walking on that deck.
We did a gig on Wednesday and the stage was a pallet.
Easily be.
Oh,
easily
at what you call it? The lighthouse.
Yeah,
thing.
Lighthouse.
Oh,
yeah.
Where's the lighthouse?
Lighthouse
in Melville.
There's a lighthouse in Melville?
Well, no.
It's
like a
shelter.
It's like a shelter.
It was a little bit like a shelter, but on 7th Street.
Yeah. Are you sure you're doing open mic and that's not actually. You live there and they just gave you 5. But this is the top people. The couch ninja.
You're saying hurtful things now.
Couch ninja is proper GQ. On Flick with the
tell you something.
He's
wearing a suit, and that is respect to the podcast, obviously. Or you got a gig after this?
No, it's respect to comedy.
Okay,
yeah.
You wear a suit.
When he
so
performs,
you come from
does,
that old school Frank Sinatra kind of Vegas Dean Martin. Yeah. You wear a suit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
but the nunchucks. Because we need to take a photo of these.
That's just
it's part of the name, David. Couch Ninja.
Without the nunchucks, it's just the couch.
Yeah, so. I mean.
Yeah. Ooh, that's tough.
What have you up to?
That's a lot.
Keep the look going.
But it is illegal. You know that. I typed into the thing here.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's actually illegal to wear nunchucks in public.
Breaking the law.
It's illegal.
Just tell me something. If I press play on SoundCloud, will it play through my machine?
Will it play through my machine?
Okay,
I don't think it's. I don't think it's illegal.
I'm
going to
see if it works.
Yeah, because I don't think many people know what nunchucks are.
Nah. You
like, unless
it,
you watch Walker
as you
Texas
hit,
Ranger.
Can you work it?
Most people have pocket knives in their
hands. Yeah, I can.
Can you do a quick demo for us? Just
do
a quick spin and do a thing.
Yeah, that's... I could.
I wanted to. I really.
But will the listeners know?
We'll tell them what's happening. There are no listeners.
I'll do the sound effect.
can do the sound. I can do something. Yeah.
Do it there. I want just next to the Christmas ficus.
Yeah.
Next to the Christmas ficus.
Yeah. Christmas ficus. The music's playing now, yeah.
Yeah. Is this your bed? Where did we come here? The music.
It's not going to play.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the front again and start it.
Okay, start fresh. Right. Yeah, fine,
it's just real.
Amen.
Can you hear anything?
Sudden violent storm.
So someone, this is the song I found on SoundCloud with the Couch Ninjas. Are you videoing this? So go and hit him. He's doing like, what is that move called? That's the front, the full frontal, swacking the balls.
The Passover.
Can you go faster?
Yeah.
Much faster. Because after us is the sex show. We want to keep the nunchucks.
Because nunchucks
can definitely be a double dildo. Straight up. As long as you've got
lube. As long as you've got lube, technique,
and a clipboard,
patience,
and a white coat.
And yeah, all those other
things.
We're
taking you up to half past. You have to do 5 minutes.
No, man. That's rude.
Thanks, Fred.
This guy.
No, we're gonna have a quick listen to your song.
Okay.
I would drink coffee.
That's nice. Yeah, you can put us.
Hatred and race, but don't you slow down your love in this place, in this place. Inside my wall is a gateway to a dream. All I need.
I'm taking the Couch Ninjas home. I'm taking them home. Bringing it home.
I wonder where right. God is. Are we back?
But like you see, you were saying that people don't sound the same when they sing and then when they speak to you in person. So.
Like who? Because that sounded like
that
you,
sounded
Fred.
Like him. But I was
it
saying
like
Shaggy,
you just talking and with music, and then you went into like a song. So that did sound like you.
Yeah. Okay. But what I was,
that's how are the Couch Ninjas doing? They're getting gigs.
Well, we're making a demo, and then we're going to get gigs.
Because that song there was very sad.
Yeah, yeah. That
Brad started crying.
Song.
He's going to adopt it now as the Liverpool song. Because he's like a major Liverpool fan, and we're not doing very well. Are you a football guy?
No.
What's your interest other than comedy? Because don't you hate when people say, "What else do you do?"
Oh that's yeah, yeah. No, that's
shitty
right.
Yeah.
But you do your band and comedy. That's your job.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So now, what are your interests? You how old are you? 25.
No, I'm 37.
You look good.
Wow.
Thank you. Is that from karate and ninjing and kung fu?
Yeah, it's.
On the same 27 vibe, man. And I'm not even 27.
He's 21 and he looks like a piece of shit. He's got stretch marks on his face.
It's because of my head. It's been growing.
Okay, speaking about stretch marks on his face, please welcome Paul Cohen. He's from originally from Durban.
That's no way to introduce.
That's
no
one knows. Sad way.
Everyone gets introduced specially. So at Hoppers 9, we're having breakfast beer club. Is that why you're here?
That is, because I came last week and there were only three of us, which is great.
There's no beer.
But I was informed that there would be beer, and then they were like, no,
you want to see the manager.
You have to come back next week. I do.
I was informed that the porn channel was free.
He's got the facial.
It's $8,647.27.
He's got the facial.
But I was informed that the porn channel was free.
Yeah. No, man.
No, sir. You owe us $8,470.24.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was the same amount we got.
Yeah, he's got that look, like the male version of that. I want to speak to a manager.
Every one of the podcasts I listened to, there was beer. And I was like, this is my kind
this
of podcast.
This is my opportunity. And then you get your...
Eric was like, no, Dave brings the beer.
So yeah. you the listener.
I'm on our other...
Have we got anyone on our thing, on WeChat?
That's why I went from eight down to seven last week.
And this week.
And then where did you meet Couch Ninja? Couch Ninja, I'm going to call you that.
That's cool there.
Where did you meet Eric?
Just on... I don't know the first time we met, probably Melville. Eh?
Yeah. In a chat room.
No, there's a light girl. I didn't catfish anybody, man.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
No, it was way before. It was a
Lighthouse.
Lighthouse.
So then you said come to the podcast long ago.
No. I asked last week because I didn't know who to invite.
Neither did
so
you.
Paul messaged me and he's like, I'm going to come through. Then I'm like, okay, cool. I've got one. I need at least one more.
Okay, cool.
And then it was supposed to be Vui and Simi last week. But then Simi cancelled because Simi's like, no, I've got an official radio interview with
the actual radio
702. So it's like, you do that. Okay. They have more listeners. For sure. For sure.
Speaking of my listeners, Paul. Where did you start? The first time I saw you was in Durban.
Durban.
You used to go by the name of Small Paul.
Little Paul.
Little Paul.
Yeah.
Little Paul.
Yeah.
Did you change it?
I did because it became.
Because it was good advice.
Less
someone
ironic.
Said to you, just make it.
Well, I was 190 kilos then.
Holy Jesus.
So
me.
Little Paul was like.
Story about Christmas.
You know, half. It was an easy joke to walk on. The MC introduced you to Little Paul. Paul and then.
Little Paul.
This Jabba the Hutt looking person wanders on
How
stage.
How did you lose weight? Oh, no, let's talk about that. Let's go to the section of the show called How to Lose Weight.
Yeah.
As a comedian.
How to lose weight.
Because comedians, you know what happens? We have very weird eating patterns. We end up at a gig.
We
have a samosa and a pie.
This Joburg tour, I've gone off the rails again, you know, because you're
eating
always eating takeaways.
Not
and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We did well last night.
Where were you last night?
At the Goliath Comedy Club at the Rose Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it a gig last night?
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to do a gig guide at some point in the show. How was Goliath last night? You guys didn't die.
No, we didn't die. There were no profound discoveries last night. We did good.
Oh, yeah, we did that last week, just to fill you in.
Discoveries.
We have profound discoveries in death. I had one last night. I even posted it on
Facebook.
When
you die, you discover something about yourself.
You discover something about comedy.
Yeah. I discovered that an open mic. It's funnier because he literally made a crappy joke and then said, hey, you guys must clap for that.
Yeah.
And the audience was like, okay, as long as we clap, maybe you'll leave.
That's funny.
Who was that?
Punch.
I called him aside. I had to give him some advice. I don't like giving.
No, it's hard because you don't know if the guy thinks you're chopped. No.
Exactly.
But you had to just say,
I have to butt in here. Like, I hate it when people feel like they can't give me advice because I feel like I've learned a lot from, especially the more established guys.
Yeah.
Like, I would feel embarrassed to try and give guys that have got further than me advice, but like, please, you know.
No, for me, experience-wise, you'd go to guys and like be like, yo, man, you should try this and try that, and they give you that look like, who do you think you are? You know?
No, but if they come and ask you, that's different.
Hey, if they ask you, it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if they ask, it's cool. But with Bunch, he's young, so I just pulled him
aside. How old is 17?
Turning
so
would,
the advice 19. You gave him was that was to stop 19. Doing the please clap for that.
No,
what is that?
No. That could become his little saying.
He tries to do what older comics are doing because we experience enough to freestyle, you know, to just work with whatever.
So to have
the minute
have his
he gets
5 minutes.
On stage, he was already freestyling about what's his name? What was the MC?
Alfred.
Alfred was doing.
He picked up
and then he was bombing.
Yes.
You know? And then he had to start again.
If you want to take advice from him, Trevor Noah, when he first did his first gigs, he had 5 minutes written word for word. If it was going well, he'd add in 3 other jokes. But he literally had those 5 jokes.
Exactly.
And he worked them, and he worked them. Then it came up to 7, and he worked them. And if they didn't work, he took them out, and he went back to those 5.
Mm.
But why can't we, if that's our pinnacle, if it's Trevor,
can't we learn?
You in Switzerland, did you meet some of his family?
Some of?
Of Trevor's family. Aren't there people like hanging around this
guy?
I'm Trevor's cousin.
No, not his family, but his employee. he's a comedian. He works on the Daily Show.
He was at Montreux.
Ronnie something.
Ronnie Chang.
Ronnie Matamola.
No.
That's the wrong Switzerland.
Wrong
that's
Switzerland.
Limpopo.
Entirely.
No, stop it.
Switzerland close to Venda. No. So your advice to him was don't
riff. Get on stage, do your set, and walk off. Don't be trying to be like a John Fleece, but hey, what's your name? Don't do that. What are you doing?
But that's, I would give that advice to a whole bunch of guys because once the host is established, he says, where are you from? The guy in the front says, I'm from there.
Mm.
As a comedian, you should be taking that information in. I hate it. It's happened in the Parker so many times because a lot of guys arrive late. The host has said, who are you? That's the birthday girl. She's an accountant. The guy next to her, he's from Boxburg and he is in a mechanic. That's establishing stuff for the comedians to riff off.
Yes.
Guy comes, he arrives at 9:30, he's on the last in the second half. Hi, where are you from? Now the chick's like, haven't you been watching the show?
Exactly.
And it's so important as a host, when the guy comes, listen, by the way, the guy in the front of this, that. But that's me as a host, I've learned my lesson and I'll give the guys that information. So I don't want them to go out there and say, where are you from?
Exactly.
But for him, he must do his 5 minutes and get it to that point where it's working. And
And also these guys, I don't respect time. They don't know what time is.
No,
remember back in Cape Town? Yeah, you guys are strict with time.
You go strict in time, and Goliath's at the box with that bell. Although it's off-putting, the audience love it because the show runs from 8 till just exactly. before 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, it's true.
Including the break. Paul, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a cup.
I found like
two comedians, one cup.
No,
we're filming that.
This cup doesn't
drink
have any
Ninja?
Beer in it.
Yeah. It's breakfast beer time. Hey, it's half past nine.
Let him finish what he was saying.
Okay, so
Dave.
Quick point was, I also noticed that when and comedians are always attracted to the same people. Comedians are always attracted to the same people in the front row because they look a little bit unusual or whatever.
Yes.
So you always end up with the same guy being asked, "What's your name? Where you from? What do you do?"
Leave him alone.
And then, so what I did a few times when I hosted Armchair and places like that, he said, okay, if we're going to ask the audience to pay attention, then we must demand the comedians pay attention too. So what he did is say, whoever's the most weird looking in the front row, he becomes a comedy trap. And we find out all about him up front, and then we get the audience to agree that if anyone else asks him what his name is or what he does, then they all shout something at the comedian.
That's cool.
It's a little harsh
because it's an intimate club.
Yeah,
so
for sure. No, you couldn't do that. You couldn't do it at a big
club. You're forming
club.
A gang with the audience.
Yeah,
that is incredible as a host.
And it brings them on board.
Sure.
They own
now
part
they're listening
of the show.
Again.
Nah,
when a comedian walks on it, says,
on
"Hey, you weird guy," they're
exactly.
like,
"Yeah,
that's cool."
So it brings them in. But also, like, I'm also like you said, I'm tired of the guys asking the same people again and again. So they must.
Just because he's a funny show. It also adds to the show if one person knows the guy's name and then everyone else is listening. So when they walk on stage, they just make a reference to him. So
yeah.
They're like, yo, man, you know when this happens, you know Leon? And then everybody just laughs along because they're like, ah, fuck, they all know his name.
Yeah, Leon's part of the lineup.
Leon
now.
Is part of the lineup. Yeah, that's what happened.
I had a good time last time I performed.
And then give Leon money. No, Leon didn't perform. Leon was just in the audience.
Misha, where did you go?
The last time I performed at the Armchair, I had a good time. I picked on everybody. only because there were like
you
nine
know
people.
There's only nine people there. Yanni, you
I
know
picked
Yanni.
On everybody.
Brandon knows Yanni. He phoned me from stage. He said, "Hi, Dave, I'm on stage. There's eight people here. They want to say hi." And he fucking holds the phone like this. I said, "Yanni, you just cheered me up because I was driving home with that like, I'm going fully into beer now. I'm leaving comedy.
Death mode. Mm.
I was crying. I hated that gig.
Wait. Doing a gig to nine people.
Which that's
gig?
It. Wait. He was at the Armchair last night. Yanni was at the Armchair with Rob Van Vuren and a few others.
That's nice.
He said, "Are you dying as well?" He says, "Well, why do you think I'm phoning you?" Domiso. Tell me about your watch.
Oh, I love this. I love Nixon.
The president.
Not the president. The
brand.
Watch. The brand. All of a sudden, I had dead in my head.
Have you got, like, the Couch Ninja's got, have you got other nunchucks or just those?
No, I do have another pair, yeah.
Another pair? Are they called, is it
you
a pair of
ones, right?
Yeah, you
so
take
if one flings off, now what have you got? A piece of wood?
I guess, yeah, or just a wood and a chain. Or just a nun.
A nun. That's
it depends which
go.
Side. Yeah.
Is it pronounced nunchucks?
There's several names for it.
Ooh, this is like King William's town.
my favorite name for them are danger sticks.
But then they are really illegal to carry them around your neck in public.
Okay.
Just saying. Because it's dangerous. Because if someone, not for you, if someone knows how to use them and they whip them off your neck and just
and
whip
just,
you in the street.
Then just fuck me up.
No, then you'll have like a man in a lovely grey suit was murdered today outside the studios.
With his own weapon.
One nun was found in his ass while the other Chuck could not be found.
Absolutely.
The nun was up his ass and Chuck fled the scene.
There's your headline for this one. Nun found in ninja's ass.
Oh, that's dope. I like that. I know what to call my first show now. So.
None in Ninja's Ass.
None in Ninja's Ass.
Yeah,
none
in Ninja's Ass.
I can see it already.
Oh,
why did you get whacked to produce it for you?
This guy's an asshole. Like I said, seven of you listening and people in studio, don't take offense. Dave, right, Dave is
go.
Always like
it's,
this.
It's breakfast beer time. It's half past nine. It's called the BBC.
Yay! Yeah. Is that your beer, homie?
All right. Yeah, are you happy now,
no,
Paul?
No, not his beer. This is Jack.
Okay, give
this
the mic.
I'm a bit happier. I'm a little bit happier. I'll be a bit happier when I've got the beer.
Yeah, we're not selling beer on the show. What I'm saying is we try different beers. They could be craft. They could be basic beers. This is Jack Black. Jack Black's doing well because they're very good at... We got a Dave Brew as well. The Jack Black's doing well. This is the Jack Black Pilsner. They call it Keller Pils. It's produced in some of it in Cape Town, some in Joburg.
Yeah.
But Jack Black's the only one that I think has got the right marketing strategy. They're in every place. It's become
a
well known.
And also the
craft
beer is really, really good, man. Like,
okay,
it's,
so you pass that along there. Don't
really
put it on
good
the equipment.
Quality. Like, I'd say Jack Black Lager, the straight lager, is probably my second favorite of all the craft beers.
you have a favorite craft beer?
Yeah, but
my one's
it's not,
free beer.
It's not Dave Brew.
Well, you haven't tasted it yet.
Do you want the Dave Brew?
If you've got,
ale. It's got no bubbles in it because it's slightly sell by date gone.
All right.
Listen.
The thing is, Dave makes his beer in his bath. No one knows.
That's what Alfred Adrian says.
Because he
wants to try Dave brew. Okay, so welcome to Breakfast Beer Club. What are the rules?
Oh, you have rules again. I forgot.
Rule number one, there's no such thing as bad beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said cheers. Yes. You got some customers in your empty cup. You don't have to do that to me, so you really got like one sip of beer and you've gone proper Christmas party.
One sip of beer, we're all the way back.
I love you. Is it finished?
It's close. Is it close?
Well, yeah, there's a debrief if you want one, Paul, so we try that. The reason why we do Breakfast Beer Club is purely because at this point I figured that we'd run out of stuff to say.
But we haven't.
We've still got stuff.
No.
Why did you move from Durban to Joburg, Paul?
I didn't move from Cohen. Durban to Joburg. I moved from Durban to Cape Town.
Why are you just visiting us?
Yeah.
So you're a Cape Town comedian?
Yeah, I'm a Cape Town comedian.
Where do you perform?
Armchair quite a bit and at the Cape Town Comedy Club quite a bit.
I saw you the other night at the Kegan.
At Kegan Beagle. Was on Wednesday. Yeah,
how drunk were you?
Been up, that was a good night, man. We were having our own beer club.
And that's what I want people to know. You can do a breakfast beer club anytime you want.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be. It's breakfast all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there was a nice. There was, as soon as the host walked on stage. Mm. Oh, wait, I was a host.
Yeah, you were.
The audience were up for it.
Yeah.
And no, that's what was wrong with last night. Yeah. Alfred Adrian didn't bring them together to let them know that we're all in this together. Let's have a nice night. Yeah. He came on there and started doing comedy, and they were like, just
we don't understand what you're saying.
Have a conversation.
Then he picked on a guy, and the guy shouted, he said, where are you from? He said, Indonesia. So as a host, you must have something to say about Indonesia and say, well, welcome. So how are you finding
Indonesia? Yeah.
Don't be hitting a guy like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
They were against that evening from the time that I walked on stage, and I managed to get rid of them.
Even if you don't have something to say about Indonesia.
Did they leave, Dave?
They left. Eight people left. So we went from an audience of 21 to what's 21 minus 8?
7.
Yeah, that's what we had left.
The fact that he went with my maths is not seven. Shocking.
I know that. Seven. I got my 20% pass before
13,
it was cool.
Dave. It's 13.
13. I'm like such a hipster when it comes to maths. You know, in maths at my school, you know, you get your mark for getting your name right. At the top, the lesson knows what I'm talking about.
Wait, what? You did what?
At my school, if in your exams, if you got your name in the class right at the top, you got a point.
One mark.
So I would write that nice and neat, and then I'd look for other points as well. Just if you show your workings,
to a really shitty school.
If you show your workings, you get points. If you have long division, you show all the stuff. Then I just wrote down all the theorems that I knew. So x with a bracket minus 2, just to give them something to do.
You see, your school was nice because when we did that, we got points deducted.
So you can't get points deducted if I'm already on 1.
No. we got negative marking. It was weird.
I'll have a, what is this? Is
that you do? Yeah, I think it's that. So you'd get your marks for the question. Say the question was out of 5. If you didn't know what you were doing and you just wrote down theorems at the end of the question, you'd have minus 5.
Is it? So minus 5 carry the 1 in the brackets.
So you'd have minus 4.
Okay.
Now you are failing. You are doing worse than failing. What are you actually doing with your life? Quit.
Comedy. Paul, yes. What's your name? Said properly, Paul Cohen.
Paul Cowan.
Cowan. Cowan, that's what I said, and some guy corrected me because I know you as Paul Cowan, but it's not Jewish.
No, it's actually a Scottish surname.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's very Jewish.
I think Cohen. It comes from McGowan or something McGowan. Like that originally.
Why are you McGowan?
But I'm used to being called Paul Cohen.
Do you have a?
Because actually, it's it's normally. Well, the story was when I met Daniel Deep Fried Man.
Yes.
And he got very excited because he had a brother.
So he's like,
a Jewish brother.
Did Jews do that at comedy clubs? Like, oh man, it's so nice. There's a Jewish comedian coming tonight. I'll look nice.
Yeah.
I'll dress up nice.
But yeah, it's a
suit.
But yeah, no, that's
so the story goes, the story ends with Deep Fried Man being disappointed.
He was very disappointed.
You need to work on that story.
Yeah.
You need to go.
This is not a humor thing. This is just an anecdote.
Do you have a Christmas joke?
You wanted to talk about my name. I didn't.
No, I'm just because on the podcast, I need people to know who we're talking to.
Oh, sure.
Because sometimes when someone talks, like when you talk, say something.
Something.
Okay, now Demisa talk.
Something.
Sound exactly the same.
Really?
What? No.
Yours was a bit deeper and sexier.
Yeah. That's what I thought as well.
I wanted to stay away from Paul.
Can you do a Thabo Mbeki?
But wanted him to buy me a beer.
No.
Just speak slowly, very slowly. I am the Chancellor of UNISA. Please fall asleep.
I do have a gag about Thabo Mbeki doing.
And so on.
Actually, that's very Zoom. Hey, listen carefully.
This is the only voice I do.
Who's that? Is that Yoda?
I know that voice.
Use the force. Look. I'm your father.
The first night.
Let's all talk like Nelson Mandela. You're first, Paul.
This is very the first.
Okay. Okay. Don't be shy. It's
this
okay.
is not going
Everybody
well.
Can try. Please, you're a chain ninja.
Go for it.
Please talk like a.
No, really, I can't.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
Okay. All right, Liverpool.
I hand it over to the next guy.
Brendan, please talk a bit of Nelson.
You sound more like Mr. Miyagi.
I do sound like Mr. Miyagi. Yo, Dinosaur.
You went from long walk to freedom to wax on, wax off.
Never.
I really can't understand how you guys only have seven listeners.
We should have so many more.
Yeah, I mean,
thank
this is
you.
Amazing.
Thank you. Understand.
What I listen to other podcasts, and they're actually very good.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, how did they make ours good?
And then Dave comes and he says to
and
me,
then you started talking
we need
like
to
Mandela.
Do this. We need to do this in the podcast just so that we can have more structure. And now we are talking like Mandela.
I mean,
please now tell your story in Mandela, please.
Please.
When I was in Switzerland,
yes.
The first night,
yes.
I remember they called all the members
Amen.
Of the English committee to go perform at this club there. So that they know what you're going to do the next day.
Oh, see, they were checking
I've
out.
I've never heard Mandela speak that fast.
So,
this is like 20 years.
Your story
is
longer.
This is young Madiba. This is young Madiba.
This is young Madiba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, in the audience, there were around about, I'm not lying, four people and a dog.
But you did your material, eh?
Everyone was dying.
Oh, no. Even the dog.
So now they're going, this whole fucking thing's a mess.
It's not freaking out. So I jump on and start doing my stuff. And they start, the Swiss, they don't laugh, they clap. Oh. They applaud. Mm. So I start getting the claps. I was like, oh, so you guys don't laugh, you applaud. Ah, very good, very good. And I did my voice.
This one?
This one.
Yeah.
And I said, who speaks like this? And they just looked at me.
No.
And I asked
You've been dead for a few years now.
Yes. And I asked this old man in front of me. I said, who speaks like this? Who else? Which president used to speak like this?
Clues?
Yeah, nothing. And then the wife whispered in his ear. And he said, oh, Mandela.
What a balloon.
Oh, Mandela.
Yeah.
But on the main show, I didn't do the joke.
Good. But you know what's weird is that the producers of the show are making you do a comedy club.
Yeah.
Comedy relies on that energy from the audience. You actually change your material when you've got four people.
Yeah.
Every comedian's done it. You're more intimate, you speak softer. Now they think, is that what you're going to do on the night? Mm. And you're like, come on, Brie, how well do you know comedy?
Exactly.
You can't make me do a comedy gig for four people. I've done a Christmas party. I wouldn't call it a Christmas party. It's called the end of year function for 12 people on a tent on the beach in Durban now. So that was the end of the year party.
Damn.
Talk about death. No mic. Just talk to people. And when I say tent, I mean one of those like
marquees.
Man, this other
company. The one from the camping shop.
Gazebo.
You know, sometimes you ask yourself.
Yeah, you performed in a gazebo. You are a
top. Sometimes you ask yourself, who comes with these ideas of let's book a comedian for this gig or this idea we have? Some come and approach me and they said, hey, for December, when people are going home and stuff and catching buses, we want you to do a flash mob comedy. So,
but they don't know what that is.
You
must just arrive, catch
so
people off guard,
and follow.
Comedy.
Yeah, you follow this bus, and then when it stops somewhere, you just jump on. And then
do they realize that a bus is soundproof after the first row?
And then I'm like, okay, so you just get up and start doing comedy. And I'm like, all right, let's start.
Sound
system.
How much they pay you?
No, it's a sound system. No, you're just gonna talk.
Oh,
okay. Wow. So, for how long? Until the bus stops again.
Yo, now you're on a 6-hour
bus. I'm like,
bus.
Yo, don't understand.
Have you ever heard of someone make an announcement on a plane?
Yeah.
That's from the front. You can't. It's all the sound is gone because it's pressurized.
Yeah.
But on a bus, the engine firstly is the loudest thing.
Ah.
And then while you're doing comedy, they're gonna open that door as your punchline. And then the guy said. Like, well, there goes that. No, the comedy on the bus, I've been requested so many times. When I first did comedy, they said, we got this lovely idea. You can get on the bus. I said, okay, you go talk on the bus and see who listens. The first two rows can hear you.
Mm.
The rest of the people are on the bus. Plus, they can't see you because they're sitting behind a chair. But so many of these events coordinators will say, we're going to do such a good idea. We're going to do comedy on the bus.
No,
they've got a mic. They've got a mic.
This is bumping heads. Concussion.
Switzerland. Murdo Mandela voice.
We are doing a bus talk. The bus is broken down.
Another horrible one I did was
shit, this gigs become what horrible gigs you've done.
They asked me to go perform at Chisanyama. Around Joburg,
it's an hotel.
and not a Shibin and around Joburg and Pretoria. That I did one, and then I was like, no, go get another person.
Okay,
it was horrible.
It's all about why people go to a place. Some guy says to me, "We're so busy on a Thursday night, you must come and do comedy." I said, "No, but they're not there for comedy. Give me the quietest night, and we'll build a comedy audience." He's like, "Oh, okay, that makes more sense." But they're not there to watch comedy at Shisanya. They're there to get pissed. It's payday money.
Dance.
They're chilling.
Yeah.
Dance. And meet chicks. You are literally in the way. You're the massive cock-blocking doers.
Exactly.
So being on the podcast, is there anything when you came on here, you said, how do I get on the podcast? Is there anything you want to say? We've got a few minutes that you just want to get off your chest.
No, I just
want
to come in and hang with you guys. I don't even have a show coming.
Do you?
Nothing. I just wanted to come here.
Do you hang with comedians?
With you guys, then take photos for Instagram.
Have you taken a photo?
Guy. I like this guy. He's honest, man.
Hang with comedians?
A few.
I find is people don't. Who do you hang with?
David Cow?
No, I've saw comedians. Which comedians do you hang with?
wrong.
Oh
man.
Welcome to the Shots Fired part of the show.
I hang around with Tumi Meraki.
Tumi, do you
hang out? I hang around with Siv a lot. No.
I'm not a superhero, okay? I'm not an Avenger.
Did you ever see that guy box in that charity boxing thing?
Yeah.
I am so scared of that man. He can have all my material. Like, he has one of my jokes now. Have you got a Christmas joke for us, Eric?
Man.
A Christmas joke? Because last night you were in there with you told Alan Adams a sleeping bag joke.
I had to.
Yeah. Went to
Deathland. No, but I did this thing in
Can you tell us a Christmas joke?
What's the difference between Father Christmas and Tiger Woods?
I don't know.
Father Christmas stops after three hoes.
Three
hoes.
You asked for Christmas.
Okay, cool. No, that's fine. Christmas jokes.
Paul's got one. Dying last night has carried through to today. Eric's going to have something new profound to say soon.
No. I died last night. I'm if you died again and someone kills, you are the problem.
Yeah. Listen, tell me something else about Paul Cowan.
Okay.
Christmas joke. What are you going away? Family? You got family?
I'm heading back to Durban.
Christmas joke first.
I told you.
Christmas joke first. Christmas joke. Go quickly before he interrupts you. Quickly.
No, I don't have a Christmas joke.
Okay, no, then it's fine. Interrupt. Go for it.
No, I said I'm not. I haven't moved to Joburg. You said I moved to Joburg.
Sorry, I thought you. No.
Okay. I'm going back to Durban for Christmas, and that we're gonna try to put on a
Durban joke.
A show there. Durban. I have to go back there and not be assaulted by people.
Two bunny chows walk into a bar.
And this is your joke now. You tell us the punchline.
Couch Ninja, have you got a Christmas flavored joke for us?
No.
Where can you see you?
I love that.
Basically?
This is your joke.
I got a gig starting up in Melville on Wednesdays.
You starting your own gig?
Yeah, me and a friend. Yeah.
Who's the friend?
Is he?
He was here last week. You missed him.
Has he got a Christmas joke for us?
I don't know. You can call him.
Brandon, do you have a Christmas joke for us? I don't care.
Tell us a Christmas joke.
Remember,
I don't have. I told my kid
they
a Christmas
told me
joke.
Just come here and heckle comedians.
Oh.
in their faces. And I was like, yeah, that'll work out well for me.
No, thank you.
I'm sure I won't be embarrassed on the radio.
No one's listening. Did someone phone you and say we're listening to you?
No.
Oh, you see, so you're safe.
Yeah. No.
Give us any advice. Chris Forrest is a major Liverpool fan. Any advice on the team? What do you think should happen?
Don't support them. They're going to break you.
My guy.
Yes.
My guy.
Dumiso, are you a fan of the footballians?
No. I'm that black guy who hates football.
Know.
Tell us the Christmas joke.
I hate football, guys.
Christmas joke.
I watch highlights. I'm a Kaiser Chiefs fan.
If you watch highlights, then you can't be a Kaiser Chiefs fan.
That's funny. Based on how they played here.
I noticed you've got this Rooster brand. You've actually had caps and hats. Do you want to tell us about that? Can I get something for Christmas? Can I put an order in?
Yes, you can.
Why don't you open a chicken franchise?
That's...
No. That's a lot of work. My word. That's a lot of work. I'll try other chicken stuff. than a franchise. My word.
But Rooster is your name. How did you get that name?
Rooster, a friend gave me that name actually when I was studying in Cape Town.
Because you're cocksure and confident.
No. Yes, no, it's how I dressed on stage, remember?
With a feather.
With a hat and.
Oh, that's right. So Rooster. Is it a cool name to have or is it a.
It is actually.
Name?
I liked it.
So it's not like the
R word. He didn't give it to me to say, yo, take it, that's yours. He was teasing me.
And you just.
He was just saying,
and
I look
went
like a rooster
it.
When I'm.
Ah, it's
wearing
like,
my
it's like me.
And then I was like, I'm keeping it.
I have a warm dove cap now.
You must have
a cap that's just four sizes too big for everybody but me.
Womb Diff.
Which is
I don't know why they call you that.
Because I have
diff.
A big ass head, man. Look.
Have you seen his brother?
Diff?
They look
like
twins.
A diff from a car.
Have you seen his brother?
Yeah, like the diff in the car.
I see. Is his brother got a bigger head?
No.
Yeah,
same size. First diff attack.
What do you want for Christmas, Womb Diff?
I want all,
how about
all the bitches. All of them. Oh, he went for my skin complexion. Dave, your mom.
Can you get that? I was at my house and I thought, hey, someone left my Christmas lights on and it was actually just Eric sitting in the lounge.
You see, I told you,
you
shots fired.
You put Eric on top of your Christmas tree.
Why is it? Everyone should have. You That's should get little wrong. Eric bobbleheads, but it'll just be a head. It's just a head. It's a bobble body.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Look alike.
That's
you
my
guys.
Brother.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to introduce me to his brother. I just
like,
you are
a Janssen. You are related to this thing.
Oh, man.
So are you going back? Were you leaving for Christmas?
But yeah, let's stop laughing.
24th.
It's not that funny.
24th? No gigs, 24th, 25th.
Brandon's leaving. Cash Ninja, any plans for the holidays?
No.
So this gig that we're doing with Vuyi.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at somewhere in Melville? What's it called?
It's called Kiababa.
Is Vuyi a comic?
It's a very African vibe about this.
You must have seen him, man. He does that thing when he walks on stage and he goes, good evening, wherever it is he's performing. You must have seen
After
him.
3 years, he's going to stop doing that.
But you know,
he's going to be like, why was I doing
that? Yeah, it's sick. No, don't
got the
sorry.
Wires
sorry.
Crossed.
Sorry.
Do you have something that you regret doing when you first started? I'll tell you what it is.
Wait, don't.
That Nelson Mandela voice.
No, I love a Nelson Mandela voice.
You know,
I
used to do a song.
I used to do a whole song about it.
TKZ background track.
Yeah,
Dad, why don't you do that? The Machi.
Because somebody else decided to do the remix.
For real.
Somebody else decided to do.
Who? What is his name, Raymond?
No, guys.
You're allowed
proper guy.
I'm telling.
So I was like, you know what? It's time to move on.
Exactly.
I'm not going to sit and complain. Well,
when you say boss, that would mean that he pays us.
Yeah, no, he doesn't pay us.
So I just park it.
It's time to move on.
Name and shame.
And also, you get. I read this article. They were talking about Outkast, and there was a time. What's his name?
Andre.
Yeah, he was like, there comes a time when you are just sick of doing I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. And I felt, I was like, I'm just tired of doing the
Madiba
Jive.
I'm with you.
It felt so wrong.
And that's when you say, when this guy walks on and goes, good evening. I mean, basically, does he know there's a movie called Good Morning Vietnam where the guy did that?
Maybe that's where he got it from.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah. Clever guy.
So, do you get anything first starting? Everything you did was part of the journey.
Yeah, man, it was, and I enjoyed it, and I appreciate that. When I started, I worked with you guys because you shaped
me. Who was
me
us
to
guys?
Be.
Stuart Taylor,
you, Stuart, Corky, Kurt Skunrad,
Eddie,
Paul, Eddie X, all the Cape Town dudes, man. I think I learned discipline and when it comes to comedy from you guys.
Pour some beer there for me, please.
You know. Also,
you have
what
are?
No, that I'll take home.
Oh.
Remember.
Remember back.
Let's go home with
them. Oh yeah. Fuck.
Remember back.
The sad part is
can I give you the rules of the beer club.
Okay,
sorry,
so
Demisa.
The rules
you can tell
you
a story about Cape Town comics. The rules is there's four rules. There's no such thing as bad beer.
One.
Don't arrive empty-handed. In other words, you should have bought something.
No, I brought
you
myself.
You brought your personality and your
nunchucks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you must bring a gift for the host.
Yeah.
And then leftovers go home with Dave, and it's okay to drink at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then always be a gentleman when you drink.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were saying?
No. I was saying, no, just a small thing like back in the days, if you were booked for a gig, and then you call the guy and say, "Hey, oh man, I can't make it." You organize.
Those are really cool rules that people don't know about. So now when I book a guy, he's like, "I can't make it." So I said, "Okay, well, you get a guy in your bracket as well."
Mm.
So if you're a middle act, you get a guy that can do a middle.
Exactly.
If you're a headline, you get a guy that can headline.
Yeah,
but it's your job to do it.
It's your job to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And give that guy a little bit of your
just come here and then don't.
And then the other thing,
I liked it.
I got a phone call from a guy and said, we booked you for this thing. I said, no, but I haven't said yes.
Accepted.
No, but we put you on the poster, we booked you. I'm like, okay. I understand that you're trying to help my career, but you're paying me a club fee and I can't do it in November. November's when I do corporates. Even if I'd rather sit home on a Friday night than go to a club in Fordsburg at a restaurant and do it for $500. I'd rather stay at home.
I know who he's talking about.
And then if you do the gig, then he said, we got your name on the poster. Murphy's Law, a massive corporate will phone you and offer you this insane amount of money to just go and announce dinner. And now you go to this guy and say, listen, I've got this corporate. Can I? No, no, no. You have to do our show. We got you on the poster. I'm like, bro, it doesn't work like that. It's on an A4 piece of paper. But that's those rules are going to be kind of maybe unwritten, but they're there. I spoke to Kurt about that. I said, what's the deal? He says, there's a lot of things are happening at the club that now are becoming, they weren't rules.
Yeah.
They're actually becoming rules now. They're saying, listen, you organize your other comedian, phone us a week in advance if you're not there. Those little things like that. But also, Warren Robinson said we should have a higher pay for club gigs. I said, no, it must always be the same. It's been R1,000 for 10 years.
Mm.
It must never be higher than that because you mustn't make a living doing club gigs.
Yeah, exactly.
If Wim Diff lives with his mom and he's young, then you can. You can do 10 of those a month, get 10 grand a month. It's disposable income.
Yeah.
Mm.
When you're a working comic, you do your one-man shows, you've got your branding stuff that you do,
exactly.
And you do outside things and you hustle. You don't get a salary doing club gigs. That's why it must stay like that.
Yeah.
If you start getting club gigs at $4,000 or $5,000, now you are making a living doing club gigs. That's what happens in England. And then I think the comedy industry just stops. It's like, that's it. But it's got to be. Young guys come in. That's the salary. That's what you get.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Do you agree? Can you make a living doing club gigs? Tyson Konza will disagree with me. But he just disagrees with me.
That's funny.
Where are we going? Okay, finish off with. I was going to play some comedy. Couch Ninja, we're going to see you in Melville.
Yeah, what's Melville. Kiababa.
Kiababa.
Yeah.
At the Kiababa. Old Lighthouse.
Old Lighthouse, yeah.
Coming to you every Wednesday.
And does your band still play regularly?
We'll start in the new year. And then.
So you like to be the front man and do a little comedy in between songs?
No, no.
Not.
It's just so that I can be a better front man.
Because Henry Rollins does that. That's how he started his comedy career. Like basically doing little stories in between the songs.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, people say, why did you write that song? And you tell them the story.
Maybe I'm building up to that.
I'd like you to do that. That's my advice to you.
Okay.
Do a little bit intro to songs, why you wrote the song, and make it funny, and then the audience are involved. And
Like
Paul said, you get the audience to be like an endowment. Like, say, I'm going to do this. Here's my contract. And then they buy into the show.
Accept. Yeah.
Paul, any shows coming up? Where can we see you?
Goliath Company.
No, yeah, but it's sold out tonight and tomorrow night. So you got a better chance in Cape Town Comedy Club, 19th to
21st.
Nice. No, that's yours.
Okay, so, but I like your comedy. It's nice and honest.
Yeah, cheers.
We're going to say goodbye, Eric.
Cheers, Eric. I say bye last, but it's not that side. Okay,
Paul, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
From Paul Cowan.
From Paul Cowan.
And goodbye from
Couch Ninja.
And then I'll be Brandon.
Bye from Brandon.
Say goodbye.
Rooster, do your thing.
Bamba, pull up in my car and I'm going to go on. I'm going to get
You radio Cliff, Gareth Cliff Radio, all day, all long.
Gas Comedy 94.1.
This is how. This,
you know what's the problem?
Okay.
No. I have to say this is how Kosa radio. Oh, never mind.
Go.
Kosa DJs.
Bye, Eric, say bye.
Bye, guys. Do my shit undercover, now it's time for the blubber. Blabber, to watch that belly get fat. A fat boy on a diet. Don't try it. Attack your ass. CliffCentral.com.